Matt Zorb Cousin is a former gambling addict. Morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. You lost tens of thousands of pounds.
I did, yeah. I became addicted to fixed odds betting terminals very quickly from the age of 16. These things are a huge problem. I do take issue with the idea that people aren't putting hundreds of pounds in. I mean, let's put it in context. According to the recent prevalence survey, 4% of the population play these machines, and they make $1.6 billion a year. And that's compared to 70% that play the National Lottery, which makes $1.2 billion a year. So obviously people are putting in a lot more than they can afford. It does lead to police call-outs. Last year there were 165 police call-outs per week to betting shops because people are smashing machines up. And often that isn't reported because members of staff don't want, are instructed not to report that to police to distort the crime stats. So when they try and open a new shop, it doesn't work against them. So the number of problem gamblers in Britain is growing. There is one NHS clinic for problem gambling, as your caller rightly said, and the waiting list for that is over 8 months long.
What happened to you?
I became addicted very quickly. I started betting small stakes. I started betting £1, £2 a spin. I won, and then when you win, you feel like you can win every time. And I didn't gamble for entertainment. I gambled because I wanted to win, and I believed I could win every time. And I was sort of.
You didn't really believe you could win every time.
Yeah. So the way it works is you have this feeling, this sort of insatiable lust for gambling, and then you get on the machine, and then in order to rationalise something that you know is going to be harmful to you, you sort of rationalise it by saying, "Yeah, I can win. I can win this time. I can win this time." And then you keep gambling until you win or until you've lost all the money in your bank account, which often happened to me. And I think that the product itself, which obviously facilitates bets up to £100 every 20 seconds on casino games, which had always traditionally been confined to a casino environment, is quite an addictive product in the sense that it does induce that kind of irresponsible behaviour. So I do think the product played a part. I at the same time, simultaneously, I used to gamble on football. I used to gamble on the lottery. I used to gamble on other things, and I never had a problem with that. I never had a problem with gambling on, I'd put an accumulator on, or I'd think for about an hour before I put a £10 bet on a football match. But the second I put money into that machine, it was, I've got to keep gambling until I win. So it did induce that. And over 4 years, I lost £16,000, and it's completely ruined my life, really, at the time. And I was left with very little after that and had to get therapy. But as I said, the treatment available is not really, doesn't really correlate with the way we've liberalised gambling since 2005. We've obviously, that said, gambling can permeate all aspects of our society, advertising, betting shops, fixed odds betting terminals, but we don't have enough treatment to go with that.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you very much for that, Matt. Thank you.